Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Monday, October 5th, and you're joining us for another edition of Daily Drop Radio, where we gather Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear another drop of education and hopefully get a little bit of inspiration to move us forward and living our life a little bit better, empowered by natural health solutions. And today, Monday, is one of my favorite days because we get to talk about the product of essential oils. And today we have a guest speaker. Her name is Jenny Green. She's a platinum in doTERRA. She's a phenomenal share. She's a phenomenal individual when it comes to understanding the oils, understanding how we can use the oils. Very research-oriented, very, very impressive individual. I'm very excited to have her here with us today. And then we're going to hear from her, and we'll be back again on Wednesday, where we're going to gather together for some professional development, learn more about what it means to be a wellness advocate in the world and those skill sets. And then on Friday, we'll be joining once again to share our testimonials and our community stories. The oil of the week, just real fast before I hand it over to Jenny, the oil of the week or the product of the week, this week we're going with Citrus Bliss. Citrus Bliss is the oil of this week, which is a pretty popular oil. And so we're going to be delving more into that on Wednesday's call, sharing some more of that. And I look forward to hearing some of your Citrus Bliss stories this Friday on today's call. Once again, we have today's speaker is Jenny Green. She is a platinum in doTERRA and a phenomenal individual. Once again, I'm always, always enthralled to hear what she has to share about essential oils. Jenny, are you there with us? Can you hear me?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for coming out.
Is my connection okay? Can you hear me just fine?
Yeah, we sure can. You sound great.
I'm here on the show this morning. I have everything about natural health, and one of my favorite things is just teaching basic usage, showing people new ways to use things, and maybe give them some different ideas. So this is my favorite topic. I'm really excited to be on today. Today I'm going to go through a couple different ways to apply the oils that maybe people don't usually think of. I've been with doTERRA for 5 years and have used essential oils for even longer than that. And I find that when I go to some of my classes and meet with people who also use essential oils a lot in their homes, we kind of get stuck in a little bit of a rut. And I hope that I can give you everybody a little kick in the pants and get them out of that rut, whether you're a beginner or a longtime user, and show you some different ideas. So where do we usually apply the essential oils? In all of our classes, we teach people to apply them topically where you need them. So if you have a knee pain or elbow pain or something, put them on right there. Just apply them topically over that the place in question. But if we're using the oils systemically, we tend to sort of get stuck with just applying them to the bottom of the feet or putting them in a diffuser. And while the bottoms of the feet are an optimal place to get the oils into general circulation, I think that that's a rut that sometimes isn't necessarily the most beneficial spot. And there are a couple of other places that people just don't use at all for applying the essential oils. So I want to go through those. And the first spot that I find people aren't using their oils is the crown of their head. When you take aromatherapy classes, that's one of the first places that they start because the crown of the head has major arteries that run through it and is a great spot to get the essential oils systemically into the body. It is equally absorbent as the bottom of the feet and actually gets into the circulatory system just as quickly. And ancient aromatherapists in some of the more traditional classical ones in France and Egypt will go for the crown of the head first before they do the bottoms of the feet. But I think that in America, our holdup is we don't want to mess up our hair or we just haven't been trained. We don't understand how great that top of the head is for essential oil application. But the next time you're using your essential oils, I want you to think of the top of the head, especially if you have something like a headache or maybe you have your shoes on and you don't want to take them off and put the oils on your feet or just to try something new. And applying to the top of the head is a great spot for oils like frankincense, any of those brain oils. If you're using frankincense, sandalwood, if you're dealing with stress or, if you're feeling a little bit anxious, things like that, if you're feeling tense, then just apply a couple of the oils directly to the top of the head and rub into the scalp. Kind of think of where the baby has the soft spot when they're born. That is the perfect spot, and that is the number one ancient application site for essential oils. So all of those brain oils are great there. The second spot that I think a lot of people skip over, and a really important one, is the occipital triangle. the occipital triangle, if you're a massage therapist or have ever worked on physical therapy or anything, you'll know is kind of at the back of the neck. If you go to the back of your neck and feel where your spine is, and then you have a little bump where you have some musculature there, and then you have a little soft spot next side of your neck. That's a real sweet spot in your body because all of these little things come together there. It's the root of the neck. It's close to the jugular vein. All of your major airways, your lymph gland, nerves, and major blood vessels, like I said, the jugular vein, all meet near that occipital triangle. But right in that little spot, if you kind of put your finger there at the back of your skull on each side and feel, the tissue kind of pulls away there. You have this nice little open valley where you can apply essential oils, and they get into all of those systems that I just mentioned, lymph glands, the veins, the musculature, the airways. They get into them really easily right there to be carried throughout the whole entire body. So that occipital triangle is a wonderful spot to apply your essential oils to get them into your airways if you're having some congestion. Also, once again, like the top of the head, anything that has to do with the brain, if you're feeling a little bit stressed out, if you're feeling a little bit anxious, if you have maybe a headache, or sometimes people who have issues that may cause dizziness or different things like that, that is a great spot to apply the essential oils, is that occipital triangle. One application method that people tend to do a lot is internal usage of the essential oils. And with the doTERRA oils that are extra pure, then internal use can really benefit things like if you have tummy aches or anything going on in your digesting to do with any internal organs, the internal usage of the essential oils can be great. But again, I find people stuck in a rut. We're always just putting our essential oils into a gel cap and swallowing it or floating it on a glass of water. And that can be good, but one application method that I particularly love for the internal use of essential oils is my honey jar. And I teach this at my classes, and I sometimes blog about how honey is the perfect medium for essential oils. And it's a great way to already pre-mix your oils so that they're ready to be taken internally. I do this especially as it gets to be fall and winter. I have 4 kids who will sometimes come home with coughs, and I don't want to always be mixing up little gel caps or mixing up water, even, I don't know what it is. I don't like to be stuck in rut. So we do the honey jar, and I like to use a local raw honey, and I will pour some into a tiny jelly jar, one of those little mason jars. If you go to Walmart or Target or anywhere, they have little mason jelly jars. Remember, you want to always store your essential oils in glass. You don't want it to be touching plastic. And so I will put my raw honey into a jelly jar. 20 drops of essential oils mixed into that honey is the perfect proportion for children to take internally. So 20 drops of the essential oil of your choice in a jelly jar full of honey, and then you pre-mix it and it's ready to go. Now, a couple of things that I'll mix into the honey are during that season where people are getting a lot of little illnesses that they're bringing home, I'll mix my On Guard essential oil directly into the honey jar. And then as my kids come home from school, they can take their clean spoon and take a little spoonful of the honey mixed with the On Guard. I also like, if people have a lot of congestion, I love to do lemon and peppermint together to kind of help open up the airways and them breathing freely. And sometimes if they have tummy aches too, if we're having any tummy troubles, I love to put the Digestizen or ginger or any of your digestive oils that you work with directly into that honey jar and have them ready to go for internal use. You're kind of getting a double whammy there too, because not only are the essential oils amazingly beneficial, but honey is also amazingly beneficial. That's why so many cough drops are made out of honey. They're soothing to the entire esophagus, they're soothing to the stomach, and they're incredibly healing alone, all of the properties in honey, to the intestines. There are many stories of people who've used honey to help their bodies to regenerate from all types of intestinal problems. It's very soothing. So honey mixed with essential oils is like a win-win situation. So that's one great way to use the essential oils internally. Okay, number 4, funny way that people don't use the essential oils, but I think they should, is applying them to the armpits. Now, this isn't something that I usually teach in my classes, because when I do, people giggle. But in some of the aromatherapy classes that I've been able to participate in, it's one of the first methods of application that teachers talk about for cleansing. So if you're ever doing any cleansing to, you know, if you've had a cold or something and you kind of have that residual yuckiness, your glands are still swollen, maybe you still feel achy, what that indicates is that maybe you've had a virus that's still hanging on and you have some congestion and some things that your system is trying to cleanse out that just isn't getting done. So you're still feeling inflamed. So anytime you want to do any cleansing, applying the essential oils directly to the armpits is wonderful because, as you know, your lymph system has a lot of glands and a lot of activity right underneath the armpits, and they're very close to the surface of the skin. Now, one caveat to this is your armpits can be a little bit more than the rest of your body, especially if you're a girl who shaves. So really make sure that you're diluting any essential oil that you're applying to your armpits unless it's an extremely gentle oil like frankincense or lavender. But make sure that you're diluting your oils. And I recommend that people do this directly out of the shower. So you've just showered, you've cleaned, you've scrubbed, you're all soaped up. Take your essential oils diluted and apply them directly to the armpits where they can get into that lymph system and really help cleanse. Now, what are some good oils to use? If you've just had an illness or maybe you just want to kind of boost your energy a little bit, Melaleuca is wonderful. The citrus oils, you know, lemon and orange and bergamot and all of those cleansing oils, a little bit of grapefruit, are wonderful to apply to the armpits. Make sure that you dilute them because of the sensitivity issue. And if you have a cold or flu going on and you want to help get some of those wonderful supportive immune oils straight into the system, then the On Guard oil or any of those wonderful immune boosting oils can be wonderful in the armpits too, just as long as you dilute them appropriately, especially with cinnamon. So armpits. Number five, my very last unusual place to apply the essential oils is the inner wrist. And the wrists are a wonderful place if you want to get into your heart or into your core. A lot of people skip the wrists entirely in the palms of the hands, but interestingly, just like the crown of the head is as absorbent as the bottom of the feet, your wrists and palms are also equally absorbent, where when you apply oils to the bottom of the feet, they get quickly into your seminal area and then through the rest of the system. Applying to the inner wrist taps into some blood vessels that are going to flow directly into the chest, directly into the heart, and then the lungs, and you know, under the armpits and in the lymph system. So you kind of get that upper part of the body. I love to apply wild orange and white fir to my inner wrist if I'm ever feeling tense. Sometimes I have, I deal with a little bit of panic and different things after having some health conditions. And if I'm ever feeling that, I'm suffocating, there's too many people around, I can't breathe, I have too much going on, my schedule's too full, then I do a little bit of white fir on one wrist, a little bit of wild orange on the other, and then I rub them together to warm the oils and really get them quickly into that vasculature that's in my wrist. And I can feel my heart just warm and open up instantly. I feel like I can just take this deep breath and relax. So times that you do that, just in general, it's wonderful for all of the relaxing oils, anything that's going to open up. Even your breathe oil can go directly on your wrist if you need to open up your airways. And I find that sometimes I'm out in public and I feel like I want to put a little bit of breathe on my chest because I have a cough or whatever, but I'm covered in turtlenecks and scarves and all kinds of stuff, and you can't always get to your rib cage. So if you're out in public and you need to apply oils to your chest, put them on your wrists instead. It's the same blood vessels, it goes there very quickly, and it's easier than running into a bathroom and getting the scarf off and getting to your chest. So inner wrists, one of my favorite places. I hope that everybody tries the wild orange and white fir, and I hope that I've given you at least one good idea of a different application area or different application method for your essential oils today. That's all I have for you.
Thank you, Jenny, for coming out and sharing that. I do appreciate it. It was a pleasure meeting you at conference. I'm glad that we had the chance to connect just briefly. I know that it was always interesting to see at any break that you had a number of people always coming to you and asking you for questions. And so you're such a wealth of knowledge. So thank you for coming out and sharing what you have today. Looking forward to having you out again.
Yeah, thank you for hosting the show. I always enjoy the way you do things. So great to be part of this team. Love what we do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jenny. Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back again on Wednesday with another edition of Daily Drop Radio. Remember, Wednesday we're going to be talking about professional development skills, personal development skills. What can we do to improve ourselves? And what can we do to improve our communications and how we approach the world? How do we share these oils elegantly and naturally? And so we'll be back on Wednesday with that call, on Friday again with our community call. And between now and then, remember, your challenge is to utilize Citrus Bliss. Citrus Bliss is the oil of the week, so I'm looking forward to hearing your Citrus Bliss stories on Friday. And until then, I hope you make it a great day. Goodbye for now for Daily Drop Radio.